morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Malka.
How are you? Malka, you're the only one, but I'm going to start because I expect there'll be others who come on.
Okay.
So please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Pati, Terira, Aleph Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Pacharenu, No Ra, Ufreshayim, Sintet Nun, Na Gibor, Dorshe Chudcha, Givavat, Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashin, Barhem Tacharen, Rakame Sitkatha, Tami, Dame, Betet Resh, Saritaf Gimel, Hasin Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nae Adata, Tetufet, Tet Nunayim, Yahid Geyeh, Lamcha Pene, Zofre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Hei Zayin Kuf, Gavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tadi Yutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Eres Apayim, Beral chesed be'emet, Notze chesed la'alafim, Notze awon wa'fesha, V'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing it comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And I'm getting some feedback, so I'm meeting the ring. If you want to interrupt with a question, you're more than welcome to. Please do so by pressing *6 when you want to, and that way you'll be heard. As right now, everyone is muted. So as I was saying, we're going to connect to the energy of certainty utilizing Parashat Yitro's verse 29. And we'll start with the Lishem Yehud to unify all of our consciousness. Lishem Yehud Kutcha Barichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Erhimud Hilu Hilu Erhimu Le'afka l'shem yud hei b'vav hei Le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Tane nan dekucha Berichu koma diaved le'ela witata kolaihu kishot liovada dikshot le'ela mila bialma Ivae barnash, the daf yalea, mine yaulan haga, be yatalana, de hakulu ovada, dig shot inun, wipola istirif, be alma. We will now connect to the energy of this current year, 5779, which is to become wise, to make the effort to add to our wisdom. There are no verses in the Tanakh that, through their gematria, directly connect to this energy. But there are three verses in the Tanakh that do connect to this energy by having concealed within them the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Tet. We will study these three verses, and we will know that these three verses, the name of the year, is concealed behind a separation of two letters each between the letters of the name of the year. In order to become wise, we will have to remove these energies of separation. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. V'imadele lo tishmeu li, v'yasafti liyasra etchem sheva. Al hatotechem. The second verse comes from Isaiah. It is chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet. Hakane haratzut hazeh am Yitzrayim, asher yisameh ish alav uva bekapo, unkava kein paro melech Yitzrayim, lekol habotim alav. And the third verse comes from a verse from the prophet Micah. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmin al hatotecha. There is a fourth and a fifth verse that we study. The fourth verse we study starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. And this indicates to us that it has this wisdom, this energy of becoming wiser within this verse. This verse is from 1 Kings. Chapter 16, verse 3. In Hebrew, this is Malachi Malach. Haneni me vayir achre biase vi achre deito untati et beitcha ka beit yivam ben navat. And the fifth verse that we study starts with the letter Tet, excuse me, Taf, and ends with the letter Tet. Chatativ ha-David ha-davade charesh yirpad harutz alayetit. now study the energy of the year 5778, which is to walk with Hashem in order to, or to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first of the two verses that connect to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayidchal vayavo amelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlabev le'ene shete levivot v'evre mi'ada. The second verse comes from Psalms. It is from chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha. Wawoni loki siti amarti odeale pesha ila donayo hewahe weatana sata awon khatati sela. The year 5777 is the energy of the wake up call. Also the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katsatsi saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we translate these Dir Yam as the Sea of Tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Vata kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yechazkum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame Hey 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 Ata Rekaha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. connecting to the energy of the pause. Bihuva Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarveni ad biliruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoiya asher yidchabe sham v'shaltem Eli el nachol v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno Baretz v'chipasti, o tov b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah, yoved ro'al, yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh with this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Vesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters out loud in sequence utilizing their root vowel. Please join me. Wahe wayola yo sayote alame meheshi la lahe aka aka heta heza yo alada la awahe heya yoza la me behe e re yo he kome la awaka la yo la wa wa pe he la wa Nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Sa a la, a le yo, a shi la, me yo, hey. Wa hey, wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me, me. Nu nu wa, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo. Nu me, me, yo yo la, hey, le, hey, me tsa we. Wa me be yo he he, anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, ayo wa he be wa. Le a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he Hey yo yo, hey may may. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa me te nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo. Nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey. Re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo wa la hey hey ta ako me nu da. Anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa a la a re yo wa a la me ta hey. Wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me. Nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey hey a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. We will now connect to the energy of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 19th day of Cheshvan. Hevel, Abel, the son of Adam and Chava, Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, Rabbi Naftali Yitzhak Siegel, Rabbi Yitzhak Abraham Wallerstein, Rabbi Shimshon Halevi Heller, Rabbi Eliyahu Rogler, Rabbi Moshe Michel of Biala, Rabbi Yehoshua Atiyah, Rabbi Sa'asa Hakohen of Jerba, Rabbi Abraham Tzvi Hirsch Kamai. And is our normal pattern on Sunday, because we don't connect to the Tzaddikim in a class. The 20th day of Cheshvan, which starts tonight at sundown. The Tzaddikim who left on the 20th, Rabbi Shalom ben Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Halevi Rosenfeld, Rabbi Abraham ben Yitzhak of Narbon, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Moshe Nosen Nota, the son of Rabbi Menachem Mendel Lemberger. He is known as the Makover Rov. Rabbi Avraham ben David, known as the Ravad Second. The birth of Rabbi Avraham Yaakov of Sadigura. Rabbi Yeheskel, the third Rebbe of Radmosk. Rabbi Moshe Lemberger. Rabbi Mordechai Sharabi. Rabbi Mordechai Lieb Zuckerman. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. We will say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, for those who have not yet said the Shema today. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The next thing we will do is to say the Kaddish, to commemorate the atrocity, not to commemorate it, but to help the souls that were killed for the sake of heaven to get to the Garden of Eden. And as we said last night in our Zohar class, and I suggest you read the handout about the Kaddish that can be said without a minion. You'll find that on the unique astrological events link about a half an inch down. Whenever you say the Kaddish, you are not mentioning any deceased person or any negative action. You are praising Hashem. And in that process, we help the 11 people who were killed for the sake of heaven to get to heaven. Itkadav, itkadash, shemei rabbah. And everyone says, Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'am lich malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye v'kol beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv Yitbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yitpa'ar, v'yitromam, v'yitnaseh, v'yitadar, v'yitaleh, v'yitalal, sh'mei dekudshah, le'elah min kol birkata, v'shirata, tishpechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran bi. Alma, Yeshlama Rabba Min Shamaya, V'chaim Maleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael, V'imru Amen. Ose Shalom Bim Roma, Hu Yase Shalom Maleinu, We all call Israel, V'imru Amen. Our class today can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in the right column. It's the class on the Hevlei Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. I believe it's in row 8. We're at class 3A, and we're continuing with the first chapter of Daniel. Last week, well, we'll start with the Lashem Yehud because we grounded all of the energy, excess energy of the Lashem Yehud that we'd said earlier. Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu, Leachta, Lashem Yehud, He, Bavalte, Be Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, Vasok Torah mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu. Verse 1 and 2 of chapter 1 of Daniel. Why did Nebuchadnezzar take vessels from the holy temple and bring them to the house of his God? Because the mindset of men in those times was when a nation defeated another nation. It was because the God of that nation defeated the other nation. Who cares? Remember, people were higher spiritually in those days. They understood the spiritual systems better than we. They knew that when they won in the physical, it was due to them winning in the spiritual. With this in mind, let's learn some of these spiritual laws. In the Torah, Hashem refers to entities called Elohim, Achrenim, or other gods in the English translation. Who are these entities? They are angelic messengers or chieftains of the nations. They have a job to distribute the energy that they receive from the Creator to the people of that nation that they represent. When they lose a war spiritually, the angelic chief dies, but there is no disappearance in spirituality. So they are thrown into the river Dinur, the river of fire. This fire cleanses them, and it is as if they died and are reborn. And they now are serving as a subordinate to the other angel chief. They receive their sustenance through the winning angelic chief. Why do we care? What do we care? When Jews are in exile, they receive their sustenance through the angelic chief of the physical nation that they reside within, instead of directly from Hashem. And this is the meaning of physical exile. One of the reasons. One of the meanings. Nebuchadnezzar was saying, "My God is stronger than your God." He was demonstrating what he thought was a winning situation, that he had destroyed Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. Of course, Hashem does not get destroyed. He just plays at not being available to us. If we do not understand this, then we cannot deal properly with the spiritual system, and we start to worship other gods, just like the generation of Enosh, which was the child of Seth, who worshiped the sun, the moon, and the stars. I should mention that the commentary on reading is coming from the Zamra website, and he has spoken about each chapter in each book of the Tanakh. And I highly recommend that you take his daily emails. Right now he is recovering from an operation and whatever other illness that he's not divulging. And so he is not doing his normal classes himself. But his writings are available and they will come out to you. Verse 3 and 4. Why take the young men? Remember when we read last week in chapter 1, there was a philosophy that by taking young people and training them in the way of his court, he was avoiding any revolutions in his area, because once they were trained, he would return them to their homelands. But they would have been trained in his philosophies. We mentioned the reason for political control. You train people in your way, and then you send them back to become leaders of their people. But they are not from the people, even though it appears as if they are from the people. It is a technique that works to this day. The leaders of the modern state of Israel appear to be Jewish, but lack the education and culture of their religion. They were raised with a religion of Zionism. This is also works with respect to the bureaucrats who work in the middle and lower management of the United Nations. Where do they come from? 80% are Palestinian refugees raised on hate. What do you think will happen? It is not recognized, this dependence on Palestinians for the middle management of the United Nations, yet. What will happen when it is realized? Another understanding of the word Chaldean in the Torah is it represents both the nation and the science of astrology. Daniel and the other children were taught this science from a young age. In Torah, we are taught to study this science, but not to use it as the other nations use it. We use it for a different purpose. This is what Abraham taught us, who came from the nation of the Chaldees. Verses 5 to 17. King Nebuchadnezzar gives the children a scholarship. He takes care of them with food and shelter and education, not out of the goodness of his heart, but out of a planned agenda of control. He wants to make people who look and feel and have the criteria of being Jewish actually Chaldean. They are given names to make them Chaldean. It is our practice to do this even today. We give our children a Hebrew name along with our English name. Is this a good practice? I will let you decide. Just remember, each name brings to the surface aspects of your soul and of your tikkun, your correction. Do you need any more correction than what you already receive in your one first name, whether it be Hebrew or English? If you want to change consciousness, change your diet. We are what we eat, as it has been explained time and again. Here is the Zamra comments about this particular issue. Daniel was determined not to defile and sully himself with the royal food that was provided for these privileged Judean captive children, exemplifying the very first rule of Jewish spiritual survival in exile: meticulous observance of the laws of kashrut, the spiritual purity of food. This is an unwritten commentary, but that is clearly one of the purposes of kashrut, is to keep the body of and the soul of the person eating kashrut pure. This purity is most important when we are in exile. Daniel and his companions understood that the food we ingest nourishes not only our physical bodies, but fuels and influences our very minds and souls. They knew that ingesting the royal food, whose ingredients and methods of preparation went contrary to Torah law, would corrupt their subtlest spiritual sensitivities, and indeed their entire outlook on everything, destroying their Jewish purity. With a courage comparable to that of Joseph in his years of captivity in Egypt, they secured the agreement of the king's catering officer to test them out on a diet of vegetables and water for 10 days in what must have been one of the first macrobiotic experiments in history. They had astounding success, proving healthier than all the other children who did eat the king's food. When Daniel and his companions were finally taken before Nebuchadnezzar, they brought about a great sanctification of the name of God, even in exile, showing that it was precisely the Torah-observant Jewish captives who outweighed all the sages and wizards and diviners of the Babylonian Empire. If it happened to Daniel and the three others, why does it not happen to our children now? It actually does. A kosher diet, if it is kosher, will build a healthier human being. Unfortunately, we do not know what is truly kosher today. We argue over heksher, which are paid by the producer, and the restaurant, instead of the community paying for the heksher. This sets up a system that is bound to bring greed into the picture. Why do we stand for it? Even the new heksher to make sure the employees are treated properly is still being paid by the employers instead of the community. What an opportunity we had and lost. No, I did not do anything then, but I do need to do teshuva now in order to assist the change that needs to take place. The Rambam states that kosher aspect relates not just to the food, but the way you eat. We learn in Kabbalah the consciousness of the people who prepare the food infects the food. Have you ever eaten in a restaurant that you liked but had a bad meal? Maybe it was the fact that the people in front of you who sat at the table were arguing, and that argument infected your food when it was placed on the table. Daniel's request for kosher food was an act of rebellion, yet it was not seen that way. Here is a miracle, and it is not being presented to you unless you are looking for it. What do you learn from this for your own life? We do not need to eat physical things. Daniel, according to the Midrash, was knowledgeable about how to take energy from food at the spiritual level. That is the blessings before and after eating. Learn this lesson well. Perform these blessings before you eat and after you eat. I would like to discuss anti-Semitism here. I am going to relate to you the root source of anti-Semitism as expressed by one of my teachers. When someone receives sustenance from an angelic chief that truly does not belong to that chief or that nation, the chief does not like it and feels resentment. He has his orders from Hashem, yet he can carry those orders out with happiness or with upset. When Jewish people are living in exile, they take from the angel of that nation. The angel feels resentment, and his food to his nation represents that resentment. And that is the spiritual cause of anti-Semitism, which has no true cause, because it is coming from the angel's chief's resentment. Do you think this is true, or does it not go deep enough? In my opinion, this is a demonstration of how people can stop searching for the deepest truth. Who is the cause of this angel's resentment? It is the Jews who forced Hashem to send us to exile. That is the cause. We are the cause. While you are hearing a reasonable spiritual cause, it is still pointing at someone else. It is not accepting our responsibility. This is how deep and wily is Satan. And I will mention, as an unwritten commentary, and when you hear it, you'll understand why it's unwritten. The Western world is called Edom, the nation of Edom. The angel chief of Edom is Satan, as we are taught by Jacob wrestling with the angel of Edom. That is Satan. When America was created in 1776, it was created under the auspices of the angel Gabriel. But after some people say it was in the 90s, some people say it was after 9/11, the angel of Gabriel was replaced by the angel Satan. Continuing to read. Verse 18 to 20. Daniel and the others are tested and are rewarded by being put to work for King Nebuchadnezzar as a Chaldee, an astrologer. They excelled all of the other students, both foreign and Chaldee alike. Is this truly a reward or is it part of God's plan? Remember, Joseph told his brothers that he came to Egypt not because they sold him into slavery, but because it was part of God's plan. What is God's plan? What is being written here in these verses that we can learn about God's plan? As an unwritten commentary, whenever you read any verse, any part of the story in the Tanakh, it's important to ask the question, how does this relate to the plan of creation, to God's plan for the creation? Continuing to read. Why does it tell us that Daniel and the others are 10 times better than the other students? To hint to us that Daniel could see into the other frames of reference, which we call Sephirot. Daniel could see all the way to Keter of the Olam Asiyah, and this is the level of the watchers, as we will come to find out. I'm going to expand a little bit on that comment. Daniel is not, as I said in the first class on Daniel, chapter 1, Daniel is not a prophet. He's higher than a prophet. But he's not a prophet. Since he lived most of his life in exile, and he was taught much of the wisdom of the Torah, he still was not able to truly connect to Zeranpin. By not being a prophet, he got into the spiritual world, but not to Zeranpin itself. Only to the highest he could go is the Keter of Olam Asiyah. We live in a time of New Age spirituality. I am making a statement that I know to be true, that is not something I will ever prove to you. You have to determine this for yourself. These New Age teachings will bring you to levels of spirituality, to Zeranpin of Olam Asiyah. They won't go higher than that. But as the Jewish people, as the students of prophets, as the students of Rabbi Shimon and the Ari, the Baal Shem Tov, as I learned from my teachers, the purpose of the Jewish nation is to rise higher than Zeranpin of Olam Asiyah. The purpose of the Jewish nation is to rise to Zeranpin of Olam Briyah, Olam Atzilut, and actually Adam Kadmon. But that requires to be living in the physical land of Israel, or having the consciousness of how to protect you from the influence of your surrounding other nations that you live within outside of the land of Israel. Continuing to read. Verse 21 is a subject to debate and discuss. Does it mean that Daniel died? Does it mean that Daniel no longer served as a Chaldee in the king's house? What does it actually mean? And here is Azamra's commentary on verse 21. The closing verse of our present chapter, John 21, which tells us that Daniel remained in a position of influence until the first year of King Koresh, which is in the English historical parlance, Cyrus, is open to a variety of interpretations. Some rabbis held that Daniel retained his influence only until the reign of Koresh, the first, who ruled before Ahasuerus, while others held that he remained until the reign of Koresh II, or Darius II, who ruled after Ahasuerus. Verse 21 has a word, Ayin Dalad, which is usually translated as until, but it can also be translated as a witness. When we read the word as witness, the verse becomes the following. Daniel was a witness to the first year of King Koresh. This would indicate that he was part of the Purim events as well. Koresh has the meaning in Hebrew of congealment or frozenness. This would imply that Daniel was a witness to the freezing of the concept of time, which is a Kabbalistic concept too long to discuss. And as an unwritten comment, briefly, time is the distance between cause and effect. In Kabbalah, after the destructions of the temples, or after the destruction of the first temple and before the building of the second temple, time had been frozen, had been congealed, so that the movement was very slow. And that's why you had a period of time in traditional history called the Middle Ages. There was a long period of time where people did not move around and people did not change a lot because they were born into a situation and they followed that situation. They followed what their father did before them and his father before him and so forth. It was a time of frozenness. The Enlightenment, the Renaissance, broke, returned that time system back to its normal pattern of constant change. Continuing to read. There are a long lot of codes and messages concealed in the book of Daniel. Next week, we will start to speak about chapter 2 and the beginning of the dreams. I hope you are beginning to see how important it is for us to study this book and all of the prophets, to learn what we have available to us, not only about the Mashiach, but about how to live our lives in a proper, balanced way. But we are out of time. If we had the time, I would read the chapter 2 in English as I did chapter 1. And we will follow that up next week with class 3B. Or if I don't have time to post a class because it hasn't been posted, but I will do it. If it takes me a couple of weeks, we will go to chapter 4 or class 4 in the Mashiach sequence and then return to chapter 2. But I'm hoping to do it this week. It's the end of our class for today. Does anyone have any questions? And I am going to unmute you so that you will not need to press star 6. Everyone can be heard now, so please, if you have questions, please ask them. If you're asking a question and you can't be heard, try pressing star 6. Hearing people move around as background noise, but nobody's asking a question. So our class at 3 p.m. today continues our teachings of the advanced reincarnation. And tomorrow, Monday, we will at 4:30 West Coast time. All of the times are West Coast times. At 4:30, we will have a deep Zohar class, continuing our study of section 11 of the Parasha of Lech Lecha. And our 7 o'clock class will be the writings of the Ari on the subject of Parasha Chaye Sarah. I wish you all a good week. A week filled with peace and serenity. And I caution you, the explanations that you will be hearing from the Western world about the events yesterday on Shabbat, their explanations are corrupt. The real reason that this happened is a wake-up call to all spiritual people that we are not doing our work fast enough, sufficiently enough, and we need to wake up and do more. I do my part with respect to teaching, 2 classes a day, that's 6 days a week, with a 7th day, only 1 class. 13 classes a week. How many of these classes do you join? How many classes do you want to join? Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
Shavuot Tov. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you,
Hannah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.